Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I just walked back in the reporter area with Jakari Jackson, Melissa Melton, David Knight. We're all back there. And I said, what do you think of what I just did? And David Knight looked at me and he said, you just outed Obama. And that's it. I mean, they're hiding in plain view. It's like catching a guy in bed with your wife. I mean, just boom, the whole deal right there. And they're like, nothing happened. Nothing happened. They're running Al-Qaeda in front of us. So I'm saying, hey, Mohammed Karzai is calling them out. Everybody is. Just call them out. You're Al-Qaeda. It's a bunch of foreign banks run our government. They're staging stuff to get our guns. And you're not, people groveling to them is not going to get us out of this. Just calling it like it is. I don't want my children or your children having a hellish future. I care about the future. I care about the continuum. We have all this wealth because our ancestors did care about the continuum. That is the most, that's the key trait of civilization, is that you're not just thinking about today. And you're not ego-driven, you're not peacock-driven. It's okay to like some nice things and fast cars or whatever for its enjoyment and its security, but it's not to worship. See, there will be no idols before me. What does that mean? An idol, you worship it. God's got to be number one. Doesn't mean you don't like other things in your life. Doesn't mean you don't like some status or whatever. As you get closer to God, you won't care about that anymore. The point is that you will start turning loose of the things of the flesh. And I'm telling you, it's fulfilling to the point of, I will call them out, even if they kill me. And I'm not stupid, folks. I accelerate into territory very dangerous. Because they know, I know how to call them out. Because I am primitive. Now let's go to Lindsey Graham, walking around like a sweating degenerate, with We Are Change questioning him, going, we hung Nazis, we can hang whoever we want in America. The idea is, though, you're the Nazis. He goes, we're not the SS, we're moral. The SS thought they were moral. They have the diaries of the SS, how much they hated shooting little kids in the head and stuff, but it was the right thing to do. Here, let's go ahead and go to this tape.
Senator Graham, what do you think Obama should be, judge, jury, and executioner with his deposition matrix?
Oh, I couldn't have. I believe that enemy combatants, American citizens can be enemy combatants.
What about Abdulrahim al-Awlaki, the 16-year-old innocent American citizen?
I don't know what the facts were, but you do get collateral damage.
Drone strike 2 weeks after something.
The person who determines enemy combatant status is not a court, it's the commander in chief.
It's one person. Shouldn't there be more oversight?
Look, background check.
Senator, right this way.
Shouldn't it be more than one person that gets to decide who lives and dies?
We're at war, and the commander-in-chief, one person sends our soldiers into battle. We don't have a committee of Congress.
What about when it's America?
Just listen, I don't
care if you're a
citizen or not, under the law of war, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, they say you're a terrorist, you're dead.
Help the Nazis.
You wear uniforms, so you know that, punk. You run Al-Qaeda.
American citizens recruited by Al-Qaeda. They're looking
in our backyard. You run
Al-Qaeda. They're here already.
You're right. Yeah, we know. You're one of them.
Joins Al-Qaeda,
that's Al-Qaeda right there.
At their own peril.
They're here already.
To court. They'll have a hearing about whether or not you're a member of the organization.
Yeah, they're dining at the Pentagon.
We have one person that orders our troops into battle.
And we're all
that
lucky.
That same person has the authority to determine who the enemy is because we're at war. Thank you.
They dump out Al-Qaeda anywhere they want.
You said
take your rights.
But also, at that time, they got tried with the Nuremberg trial, and they used the same excuse that we're at war and we can do whatever we like.
Well, see, that's the point I'm trying to make. If someone were ordered to kill an innocent American where there's no evidence that they have committed, you know, they're involved in terrorism.
But is the disposition matrix
please,
enough?
Please. The person carrying out the order could be prosecuted. In the military, you don't have the Nuremberg defense that I'm carrying out orders. So really, the men and women who pull the trigger on drones and who drop bombs, I know them. I know the pains they go through to prevent collateral
damage.
We're not the SS. We're a very ethical military. The thought that goes into targeting people.
Oh, yeah. You run Al-Qaeda publicly. Obama is the head of Al-Qaeda.
But the difference,
you are a lieutenant of Al-Qaeda. You are Al-Qaeda, Graham. You are Al-Qaeda. I call you out. I out you publicly. It's public. Karzai outs you. We all out you. Al-Qaeda runs America. Obama is Al-Qaeda's commander. He is bin Laden. He is bin Laden.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Well, a year ago, he visited us in this very same studio, and it's one of the most popular interviews we've ever done with viewers of InfoWars Nightly News and everybody on the radio show and out in the YouTube world. With more than 30 million records sold, he is one of the biggest rock stars in history. He founded the Smashing Pumpkins, which I've been a big fan of for years, since high school, really, or I guess college. But the real reason I'm a fan is he is an amazing thinker and gets me to think. As dumb as I am, that's hard to do. Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins here in town to play in Austin, Texas, to a sold-out crowd. Good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. What we're seeing right now is a turf war, right? A turf war between old Republicans, you know, the Rush Limbaugh, what they call the old white men crowd, you know, as they're struggling for definition in a rapidly changing America. Then you have, the coming immigrant classes, which way they're going to go. Social liberals who are willing to look the other way, why we're doing, these terrible things around the world with drones. I mean, suddenly now those things aren't big issues to social liberals, which is
black sites, torture.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable to me that these are not mainstream issues on the front pages every day when our government is openly acknowledging in many ways.
Warrantless wiretapping.
Just the fact that we're being spied on blows my mind.
They came out in Reuters and said, yeah, the Pentagon, everybody reads your bank account every day. I mean, totally illegal. Nixon was going to go to jail for it. And now it's just like big deal.
Right. So my point is, so you see a turf war, right? So here's this dividing line. okay, let's say free thinkers like you and I are over here and we're in our little huddled mass, and then this crowd over here wants to control everything, and let's call it the uninformed in the middle. Well, this turf war is going on. It's like a football game where nobody can really score a touchdown, right? They haven't stamped people like you and me out, and certainly we're not going to stamp them out anytime soon. So it's back and forth. But if something happens where there's this open moment where suddenly 10, 20 million people are suddenly searching for new information because something gets exposed, you know what I mean? I think you have to be able to step into that void with a message that's greater than fear, or greater than the counter response to the fear. Because, look, and you and I have talked in private besides publicly. And, you know, as I said when I said it in the same spot before, even if you're right, it's so hard for your average American to believe it's true. Do you know what I mean? So there's a sort of a transitional moment. It's like in the Matrix when they realize they're in the Matrix. There's sort of the moment like, how is this even possible? Or when they talk about people get out of jail and they just want to go back to jail.
Well, it's like the reality's so bad the guy goes, I went back in the Matrix.
That's my point. I know people, and I'm sure many of your listeners have these conversations around dinner tables where you reel off a list of facts. Did you realize this? And they go, I just don't want to know. I mean, they're raising,
and it's because they have a legitimate point. The power structure sees, what do you do about it anyways? But then if you give in, that just greases the skid.
But my point is those people that sit around those dinner tables that admit to their son or their daughter or their uncle, hey, you got a point. I know things are weird and government, but I'm not going to do it. But there will come a point where it's going to touch them in a way where they're going to have to do something.
Well, I'll expand on that. I'm now hearing mainline talk radio. When Mohammad Karzai came out and said the U.S. government runs Taliban al-Qaeda, which is well known, I heard all these hosts now going, our government isn't even our government. It's interests that just want wars. Because they're like, they run them in Libya. They run them in Syria. Karzai says they run al-Qaeda, Taliban. And then I heard the local host and I heard others go, they do grow the opium over there. Why do we have a war on drugs? It's like, I don't want to be over positive, but if people just get the word out, say, like put your body against the machine, realize that these things are going on, I don't think it can move forward without our consent. And it's not even.
But see, that's exactly my point, right? As with any. Let's be cold. It's a game, right? This is a big game. And who gets to win and who gets to control how the pieces move about the board? Okay. There is going to come a point.
They may knock the whole board off.
Well, that may happen. But that would only happen if they're willing to admit that people like you are right. Right?
That'll be a double down. That'll totally legitimize.
Like double down, right? Right. But the point is let's say there's something cataclysmic, worthy of knocking all the pieces off the board, worthy of shutting down the internet, worthy of silencing any dissident voices, even ones that would be considered mild dissident voices, like has happened in other historical moments of tyranny, right? And every time it was the same justification, we're doing this for the motherland or the fatherland or the excuse will exist. It's what the populace does in that moment that will determine whether it's going to be 50 more years worse or it's going to have to go through the incredibly difficult kvetching of reality. If we've been in an imperial system all along, which there is evidence to suggest that we've been in an imperial system all along, well, we're going to have to be accountable. Every person's going to have to be accountable on some emotional.
No, I agree, and there's going to be a price. But the price is too big to keep going. What you just said, if they do push it to that, I think all the fake liberals, all the fake conservatives, what's happening is they've denied, denied, denied. And when you deny so long, you get to where you'll deny anything just to say you were right. But then it becomes so, what was the word you used? Absurdist. Yeah. Before we went on air, it becomes so absurdist that it becomes a joke. And I think that's what's happening in the past. It was like Robert Gibbs 3 weeks ago on TV. He came out and
said that they told him there's no such thing as drones. And this is a guy who's supposed to go out there and put his entire credibility on the line. I mean, think of him as a human being.
And he said it's Wizard of Oz. This is an admitted program.
I'm saying, let's look at it from a slightly spiritual perspective. I mean, Robert Gibbs is a real human being. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure he's got a family.
Smart guy.
Okay. He's obviously made his way up through the ranks. He probably worked, crap jobs. And so there he is. You're the PR guy for the president. I mean, if you're a PR guy, I mean, that's the job. You're the number one guy in America. You've got the best job.
Here comes the media.
And then they tell you, and they send out there and just basically lie. I mean, this guy's got to put his entire credibility, his entire career on the line and lie about something.
And then why would he come out now and say it? I'm seeing more and
because,
more of that.
Because it's like any other regime. He's thinking, I don't want to go down with this ship. You're seeing now there was another insider, can't remember what it was about recently, where another guy just, he wrote a book.
But see, I think that Gibbs moment was like my Piers Morgan moment. More and more people are going, I'm not going to play along anymore.
But the question is, the question, if we're talking about it coldly like a game, right? The question is, does anybody care if the tree falls in the forest?
So the spiritual issue is people better start caring again.
But that's my point to you is, you can win all day long on the facts. Okay, I once sat here and said, even if everything you say is wrong, I like the argument. Now let me reverse it. Even if everything you say is right, there is a segment of the people in this war, in this country particularly, and in this world that we need to get on board. We're not going to get them on board with fear. We're not going to get them on board with facts. We have to touch some other part.
Exactly. What do I do?
I think you have to diversify your message into a broader thing that's sort of unassailable.
Okay, let's use the Star Wars analogy. The Death Star is orbiting the moon. Star Wars, Episode 4, it's about to shoot the moon. And that's right when they blow it up. It's kind of that moment when both line up.
The
stars are aligning. It's going to be in that fulcrum point.
Either the dark side's going to win and set you back a thousand years.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna go in. I mean, because just because you stop that Death Star doesn't mean you can stop the next one and the next one and the next one.
Yeah, so so we're entering this prime jump point zone, this crossroads. In closing, best interview I think I've ever done here. This is amazing. And I don't even just say this is a powerful. You said we need to have a spiritual talk. I think this has been a transcendent talk. I want you to look at that camera out there and just right out there in the last 5 minutes and just you've got the floor. Other points you think are important because you've definitely taken me a long way into understanding. You said, Alex, you need to hit that next level. And you're like, I don't know exactly what it is, but we all need to hit that next level to beat this. That Martin Luther King, Gandhi, or what Jesus talked about, that moment. So what in your gut, your spirit right now, what do we do then? I'm talking to the people because you're right. If they don't want this freedom, if they don't want to be free, if they want to be slaves, then we're going down.
That's what I'm saying. So
what do we say to them?
I think you have to find look, just because I wrote one good song doesn't mean people are going to listen to the next one or the next one or the next one. It's the collective message that I've been able to create that's allowed me to have a wonderful musical life. Because I've been able to create sort of a broader message that has an appeal to lots of different people for lots of different reasons. I think you've been at the tip of the spear for a long time. Personally, on some level, that's worn you down because you are literally shouting against a mountain every day. If you can draw from a deeper well of sources that go back thousands of years.
So I need to climb another mountain.
That's what I'm saying. You go read or bring in somebody who's an expert in people who have a deeper understanding that bring in the historical and spiritual perspectives. Because we're not the first people that have faced this. Yes, we're the first people that have ever faced this in this way, with technology being at the core, the immediacy of communication. But you can't tell me 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago, people weren't facing the same paradigm.
Well, they were facing the Roman army that was like, super high tech compared to them.
Tell me that it was any different. Tell me it wasn't
the natives facing people with guns. Yeah.
Right. Saying how were those things overcome?
You said you're reading a book right now about the African slave trade. I've read those too. It's amazing.
I think of the man's name was Barth. He traveled in Islamist Africa in the 1850s. He was a German guy, but somehow he got a British commission. And obviously the British were sending him down there to see how reasonable would be to go and
intel
plunder. Exactly.
Scoping.
But he was a scientist and he rationalized going, but he witnessed, what was an awful slave trade. And he said that in his notes, he said that the African slave trade on other African tribes was shocking him. He thought it was simply sort of an imperialistic type of thing, slave, and they realized that the slave trade was going on. Why were Africans enslaving other tribes? Because it was you know, your big tank against my big tank. It's just a different paradigm. My point is this.
Well, it's like local cops. This system's destroying their kids' future, but they'll still be mercenaries and do it.
But look, I would take anybody at any system. I once went out with a woman who grew up in the Soviet system, emigrated in the 80s, lived there until she was 11 years old. She said her parents would tell her, don't talk too loud about the government because the neighbors will report us. I mean, imagine growing up in a society like that. Well, you know what? Now we actually have to think about it.
No, they have people report us all the time. We have FBI showing up all the time. And I mean, I can't hand magazines out. When I was on the trip in closing down in Galveston, taking a few days off with the kids down there at the beach, and Max Cabrera with the street team, you know, local crew we hired, I talked about this, that's been doing this for years, never had it happen. He goes, yeah, they said we can't have bumper stickers on the car. And I go, you mean parked in a parking space? He goes, yeah. They said, well, they're going to arrest us for that. If you'll give us a ticket, we don't leave. And we can't have a magazine. I said, this is a joke, right? And he goes, no. Even I thought it was a joke. And then, because that would be national news, what happened in, you know, Russia or something today. And then I said, next time the cops come up, call me. So he calls me. They're there with the code enforcer. And the guy goes, no, I'm a listener. I don't like doing this, but my boss told me I'm going to do this. You need to take the stickers off, or we're going to give you tickets. And if you don't go, then you're arrested.
Let's look at it from a different perspective. The guy that's standing there, right? I'm a listener. I know this is stupid, but this guy up here told me I better do it. I meet TSA agents who are frisking me down, who are embarrassed to be frisking me down because they know my music and they know me and, you know, they know
I'm not a terrorist.
Right. And they're embarrassed. Why are good-hearted Americans willing to follow orders? Do you know what I mean? You know, why in other tyrannical regimes were those people willing to follow orders? I think you have to address those questions. And I don't think you can address them on the veracity of the fact, which is it's dumb. Okay, most people, if you sat them down at a table and explained the story, they'd say that's dumb. Okay, but this kind of dumb stuff's going on every day. Kids being expelled, you know, some kid said to another kid 5 years old something about shooting him. I mean, I grew up playing cowboys and Indians. It doesn't mean
if a donut looks like a gun, they're kicked out. What about the bubble gun girl?
Right, but I'm saying is I think you have to start getting into the mind of and I hear you say it, and I think it's a powerful message when you say, hey, you know, you out there who think, you know, you're going to get away with this and they're not going to come looking for you at some point, you know, don't be fooled, right? But I think you have to get into the heart of mind of what their motivation is. You know, in wrestling,
they know that, but they're in the minute, they're scared.
What they say in wrestling, right, the bad guy has to believe in what he's doing. So even the bad guy believes in what he's doing. You know, he's been propagandized. I'm beating this kid down for America, or, you know, whatever they're thinking. You understand?
I'm dropping this drone on a whole wedding party to get one guy. Collateral damage.
I'm killing a terrorist. I would like you to see you broaden the message and bring in people who can speak to this kind of, whether it's a historian. I mean, maybe once a week it could be a special feature. A historian. Bring in people from the Catholic Church. Bring in Buddhists. Bring in Native American elders. Ask, how do you guys view this? Or girls? Maybe your message and maybe the message of other enlightened thinkers really only reaches people who have enough educational background or cognitive background to recognize that it's a good argument, right? A lot of people are raised on junk food and Gilligan's Island and probably don't have the I'm not saying they're stupid, but they don't have the intellectual capacity because they've never been in that situation to have to think like that. A lot of lower classes, which I come from in my family background, they're predicated on survival, right? What was some of the way the election was, this last election was waged? It's survival. Hey, if I vote for this guy, I got a better chance of surviving than if I go vote for this.
And then he raises payroll taxes on poor people.
It's too late now. Right. But I'm saying is my point is you got to explain to somebody who doesn't necessarily think like you. I think you diversify the import of the message so that it resonates at a higher level. Right. Most people believe in what America means, even though there's plenty of evidence to suggest we've killed and maimed plenty. Right. There are people out there, veterans, who really struggle with why they went here. You know, I know one kid who struggles with why he went over to Iraq.
And the power structure knows that. They get them when they're 18, knowing later they're going to wake up. But by then, they're now listed as the terrorist. What do you think about them saying veterans are the number one terror threat?
It's interesting from this perspective. Look, you know, you watch the, you know, basketball game. and there's the commercial for the, you know, whatever, the Air Force, and it's like a video game, you know, drones, and, you know, it looks like, I literally think it's a video game commercial until I realize it's for the Air Force or something.
They're blurring it.
Right, but they're bringing these people in, believing a set of ideals, which is consistent with, you know, American greatness or something.
And freedom.
Right. Okay, so let's say you believe it and nothing I say or you say would change their mind. America's the best and I did this for a reason. I serve my country. Well, now we have a lot of evidence to suggest that they're not being supported when they come home, the Veterans Administration, all this kind of stuff, right? And even like they're not allowing them to show the coffins when they come back. All that kind of stuff, right? Why are they flipping that narrative? Because that's a pretty big flip from you're a hero, you know, applaud the troops, to you can't even hold a gun. Now we don't trust you with a gun.
Wow.
Or I saw that clip where the city councilman objected because there was a guy who was a veteran, had a right to carry. And he got, did you see that clip?
Yes.
And he got up and left because he said, I don't want to be in here. And the guy was not breaking the law. He's a veteran. You know what I mean?
They want to send him to foreign countries to kill people, but now when they have that right to defend themselves and have a Second Amendment here, they don't even want to be around it. It's like,
but again,
the technocrats want to send him to kill, but now they're scared of him.
I'm just using this as a point to illustrate what I'm talking about. What's the higher perspective on that? Why do we sell somebody so hard as a hero, and then what propaganda do we need to use to believe that they're dangerous?
It's like spiking a cannon after a war. They're decommissioning a weapon.
Right, but why do they need to do it that way? That's what I'm saying. I watch that trend.
Yeah, why are they? Because it's waking people up. I think the establishment has been very smart and professional in the past, but I think they've been smoking their own dope. I mean, more and more, because I always heard the argument that, you know, the elite are crazy, and I'm like, oh, no, you know, they've got it all together. Why do you think they're doing it?
That's a really good question. I think that's a very real question. I think the speed of information, even to the let's say you're in American intelligence and you're actually sitting at the top of the data heap and you can see where it's going, and you're talking to the guy who's predicting what it's going to be like in 20 or 30 years. I think even if you're that guy or that woman, you're sitting on top of that data heap. I think the speed at which this is moving is probably almost beyond human conception.
All right, and again, I did like an hour-long interview. That's 20 minutes of it, and we're going to air the rest of it on the Nightly News tonight, smashingpumpkins.com. All the great music and information up there. And again, when I'm not all wound up on air, it's really interesting to sit back for hours and hear Billy talk about stuff. He really has a deep grasp on the world and what's going on in it. Speaking of the craziness going on in the world, John Rappaport is going to be joining us with his article, The CIA, James Holmes, MKUltra, and Truth Serum. In Hiding in Plain View last week, the Denver Post and others said, oh, the judge is going to order a truth serum to make him answer questions in the trial. Well, when you're under mind control, the very drugs they call truth serums are the ones they put you on, along with hallucinogens, to put you in the altered state where you don't know who you are. I mean, it's pretty easy to get a bunch of people on a high dose of acid and flip them out and make them go do violence while they're on it. You can take a normal person and put them on enough hallucinogens, LSD, PCP at the same time, and a lot of the time you could get them to go in and kill their whole family. Just in a one-off. They've done the test and shown that, and Congress has done hearings on it. But when you get somebody for months in a DARPA program, you can look at all the graduate students in the DARPA program at the university. You got Pentagon people over them. You give them a $37,000 grant to pay for their house. They're in a brain interface, a mind control program, and they're on all these drugs, and now they don't want to release the toxicology report. They admit he was on 7 drugs, psychotropics at his house, all these weird connections, the preparation, all of it, the way it was rolled out. The top Air Force psychiatrist was over a whole base in San Antonio assigned to him, reported books that the prosecutors and defense aren't even wanting, books that, you know, reportedly where he was planning and all. These guys also have a notebook that they write in that's part of their control book. It's like Catcher in the Rye. You know, it's like keywords. It's just standard. It turned out Sirhan was under mind control. That's pretty much come out. So we're going to be looking at that. But again, calling it like it is, we're all under mind control. The government runs Al-Qaeda. It's admitted in hundreds of publications, but still Al-Qaeda's our enemy, so we have to give our rights up, and the government's good, and the government's got to be able to kill citizens because of Al-Qaeda when they are running Al-Qaeda. That's the headline. Obama now global head of Al-Qaeda. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rappaport is a graduate of Amherst College with a BA in philosophy and has worked on a freelance investigative reporter for 30 years. And again, he's worked for some of the largest publications in the country and done investigative reporting, the Los Angeles Times, you name it. And of course, he's also done investigations for international and national television programs. NoMoreFakeNews.com is his website, and he is a frequent guest to this broadcast. But I saw the Denver Post and others last week engaged in unbelievable, off-the-chart, gigantic mind control operations where they just calmly, and I'll pull up the headlines for you in a moment, where they, if you're a TV viewer, I'll give the headlines out to radio listeners so you can search it yourself. Oh, judge to order Holmes to take truth serum during trial. And they just report it like, oh, that's a good thing. Thank God they're doing that. Folks, that group, that family of drugs is what they use to put you into mind control. I mean, that's even in movies like Conspiracy Theory, you know, about mind control of Mel Gibson. I mean, even in Hollywood movies, people know that. Sirhan Sirhan was put on amnesiac drugs. That later came out. Even the LAPD said that and said he didn't shoot him. There have been court cases now proving there was CIA there when RFK got shot. So this is so crazy that you've got him getting $30,000+, like $27,000 in one check and $7,000, $8,000 in another, over $30,000 in DARPA, Department of Defense Advanced Research Laboratories funding to him in a secret brain program that he'd been in since high school. I mean, he was brought in from high school into college programs, but only the smartest do they do that with in the testing. And then here he is, been in college for years, everything's paid for with his grant, and he's got an Air Force psychologist, psychiatrist, top level over him, and then they report multiple smoke bombs and multiple shooters. He tells people in the jail, I was drugged. I was under mind control. That came out in the local news. And then they said, oh, no, he wasn't around any prisoners, even though for weeks they'd reported the first few days he was with those prisoners next door to him, and now he was hissing and screaming and yelling. Now he's off the drugs. Says he doesn't remember anything. They're keeping him very sequestered, and now they want to drug him again to go back to being the personality he was, the personality that thinks he did the shooting or may have done the shooting or taken part in it. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they could take even a strong-willed person like myself. They could take you, and they can, with shock therapy, LSD, PCP, peyote, halcyon, other amnesiacs, sodium pentothal, they can make you chop your newborn baby up. They can make you think you're another person. They can make you, if you have the skills, be an opera singer. I mean, they can program you. And again, it's in the MK Ultra, MK Naomi congressional hearings in the 70s. This has all come out. Okay. And I'm ranting. We're going to go to John Rappaport, who's an expert on this, and he's written the article, The CIA, James Holmes, MK Ultra, and Truth Serum Torture. But here's the PSYOP on everybody. They're reporting they're going to drug him with mind control drugs, three of them. We're going to list them here, in public. So this is the new thing. They're going to not just drug you till you say you did something in the jail without charging you, as they've done in cases. Some people in federal prison for 10 years before trial, drugging them, saying they're mentally ill, getting him ready for trial. In the case of Dr. Sell, a dentist who they said did Medicare fraud, he fought it, so they just grabbed him and drugged him in Kansas City. So imagine this. There's so many cases of this now where they're grabbing lawyers that sue Williamson County north of Austin, and so they go arrest the lawyer and commit him for 2 years. I mean, this is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're out in the open going, yeah, we're now going to drug Americans for trial with mind control drugs. This is now Gitmo going mainstream. Now, I'm ranting. I want to go directly to John Rappaport, but it's just like they hide Obama being the head of Al-Qaeda publicly and commanding Al-Qaeda. And so we put the headline out, Obama now global head of Al-Qaeda. That sounds crazy because it is absurdist. You've got to counter absurdist garbage by stating how absurdist it is, not processing it and watering it down. Now, John, I'm ranting here, but what is your take on this being out in the open? What does this signify? Are they all going to start publicly drugging us for trial so we say we did bad things?
Yeah, this is MKUltra going mainstream, Alex. This is exactly that. This is the old CIA program and the new CIA program. This is, we're going to drug you till you say what we want you to say. And what most people don't realize about MKUltra was it started out, one big part of it, as we're going to find a truth drug. You know, this was back in the early 50s. They couldn't find one. In other words, these drugs don't work to make you tell the truth. What they do is they destroy your mind or they terrify you to the point where you will say what they want you to say. That's the big difference. And when they hit on LSD as the drug of choice, that's why they used it. It wasn't a truth drug. It didn't make people tell the truth. You don't download the truth out of somebody's mind with one of these drugs. What you do is you either destroy their mind altogether, make them into a complete babbling idiot, or you bring them to the point where they're so terrified because of the dosage levels, you say to them, okay, you get the point now? Do you want to have this again? Or are you going to tell what we want you to tell? And this is, of course, all science. This is all neurology. This is all psychiatry. This is all the very best of the legal system. This is the brutal, incredibly torturous. This is torture. This is what MKUltra was. And now they're just mainstreaming it right out in the open. Here's what's going to happen to James Holmes. And we're going to call it a narco-analytic review. So it all sounds very fancy and so forth. And I'll tell you one other thing, Alex. The hacks who are the psychiatrists at the Colorado State Mental System hospitals, they don't know anything about this. I mean, they're not the pros or the experts. They're going to have to bring in pros from the agencies that really know how to work these
drugs. Oh, no, they're going to probably bring in his very handlers that ran the operation.
Exactly. And CIA people will be there. The people who have worked on this before. It'll all
No, I'm saying I bet it's going to be, that'll be the prime suspect. I bet, look for who actually programmed him to be who the expert they sent. Because,
exactly.
Because listen, McVeigh had Jolly and West, number two, under MKUltra, congressional hearings, admittedly one of the fathers of modern mind control, assigned to him for the decade before they executed him, weekly. From the time he was arrested to executed, Jolly and West was there.
Exactly.
And then as soon as McVeigh would get off the drugs, he'd tell people, no, I'm special forces, they set me up. And that's exactly what sworn affidavits from three different people say.
Well, this is the same kind of thing. You bring in the handler, you bring in the person who is controlling, just like in the CIA. You know, I'm your case officer, so you report back to me. So they're going to puff this guy up to the point where he's going to come back into court. He's going to make some kind of bland statement like, yeah, I know I did it. Yes, that's true. I still have problems. And then they'll just warehouse this guy for the rest of his life and destroy his mind, whether it's in prison or in a psych ward. It doesn't really matter.
That's right.
That's what's going to happen.
This is unprecedented, though. But the story, this is the cherry on top, where they lied and said he was never around other inmates when the inmates said, multiple ones, yeah, he said he was under mind control. That came out in the Denver papers. They went, oh, no, he was never around people, even though they'd all admitted he had been. The fact that they're covering up the notebook, the fact that he's got this high-level, top Air Force psychiatrist over him, he's in a DARPA program. I mean, how transparent does this have to be? And now they're going to drug him with a mind, they're talking about several mind control drugs to make him tell the truth. I mean, this is like total mainlining of this.
Absolutely. And of course, when he was arrested, you know, first you had the story that he was there at the exit of the theater the night of the shooting, and he just said, I did it, or something like that. And by the way, I've wired my entire apartment with explosives, so don't go near it. That was the first incredible, bizarre story.
And that was so they could send in a special federal team to cover up the seven medications that later still leaked. See, they don't have everybody under their control, but you see all the signs of the classic cover-up right there. There's no doubt in my mind now that Aurora was 100% staged.
An operation. The second story was, well, wait a minute, we actually found him in his car, and he was drugged, and he didn't really know what was going on, and, you know, but we're not going to tell that story again. That's just a rumor and so on and so
forth. Yeah, he's drooling in the car out waiting. I mean, they did that with Sirhan Sirhan. Turned out they pinned his arm, all his bullets shot in the wall, and then we know the CIA agent's name, who was assigned to security, who worked in the Skunk Works, shot him in the back. I mean, in the LAPD file. It's public.
Absolutely. And Special Unit Senator was the name of the LAPD office that was especially created to investigate the Bobby Kennedy assassination, saying, no feds, no anybody. This is our special unit. Well, because we've got all the evidence, we can destroy it right away, we can distort it, we can do anything, and we can blame it all on Sirhan, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So we see this repeated time and time and time again with these mind control subjects that are put out there as the patsies, and then they're tuned up afterwards, so they say the right things, you know, as long as necessary to put them away out of sight so that nobody will ever hear from them again, and they move right on to the next one.
Well, that's what they did with McVeigh, is he would disappear for weeks when West would show up, who recently died. and he'd come back not knowing who he was. They'd been electroshocking him, the reports are, and then they'd bring him back because he'd start waking up and going, I'm Special Forces. They did this to me. Remember the state police found him drooling on the side of the road saying, help me, I've got a chip in my butt? Remember that?
Right, absolutely. And then the story they told, of course, you know, this was a perfect plan. This is the FBI talking, this incredibly brilliant plan, except the guy who did it just happened to have a license plate hanging off his car as he drove away, and that's why we stopped him on a lonely road, and that's how we put him in jail. You know, there were so many contradictions on that story.
Well, the state police report said, drooling, begging, it burns, I've got a chip in my butt. That's the quote.
Right. Well, you know, the public, as long as they keep buying this dumb show, we're going to see more and more and more of these because, I mean, you can't get any more ridiculous than this thing that's happening with Holmes now. I mean, it's there. It's right out in the open. Yes, we're going to drug this guy, and then he'll say what we want him to say. I mean, anybody can read between the lines on this story and realize that's what we're talking about.
Well, take the fake Pentagon trials of all these drugged-up people that confessed to bombings that happened while they were in jail and stuff and from waterboarding and drugging, and they admit they have a camp within X-ray where they do all the drugging, and the CIA doctors have a laboratory testing this stuff. In there, even the officers on the fake tribunal have been quitting and stuff and saying this is all a fraud. What do you make of them publicly admitting they run al-Qaeda and now Karzai coming out? And then, but still, we've got to give our rights up because of al-Qaeda. More and more, it's like their whole system is out in the open and we have the choice to believe it or not believe it. Is that by design, John? Because I know you study mind control deeply.
I think it's like a test run, you see. How stupid are people going to be? If we stand up and tell them the truth, what's the response going to be? Because here's how the programming works. You get somebody into a hypnotic trance over years and years of lies in the media, I mean that kind of trance, over and over again, and all of a sudden you stand up and you tell the truth about something. This creates such an incredible cognitive dissonance in most people that they pretend they've never even heard it. This is what happens. We didn't hear that. What do you mean al-Qaeda? What do you mean drugging, you know, Holmes? What? No, that's impossible. People will actually deny the truth even when the officials admit to it because the programming is so heavy that, you know, it's like, what? Here are my choices. I stay hypnotized or I believe suddenly the truth is looking right at me, in which case, you know, I have to reject all of my life. Well, they know that people aren't going to do that, so they do these little test runs, and they say, look, there's only, you know, a tenth of 1% of people that are saying, what's going on here? The rest are still asleep.
Well, I mean, look, let's punch this up for TV viewers. Slate.com just came out and said, can truth serum prove that James Holmes is sane, too high to lie? They're engaged in openly drugging people. The guy's never known who he is. He looked like textbook wide-open mind control, went off the drugs for days while he was with the cops flopping around. After it comes out and says, they drugged me, this is mind control, help me, he tells a whole jail listening, help me, and then we go, hey, he says they drugged him, and they go, oh, no, we didn't. No, no one heard him say that. I mean, This is one of the most incredible mind control things I've ever seen out in the open. And they're just reporting it like, oh, yeah, and they're spinning it. We're going to drug him to make him tell the truth, too high to lie, when they drug you to make you highly suggestible to say whatever they want.
That's right. Either make you highly suggestible or torture you. I mean, because these things are torture. Truth serum is torture. It's not there to get the truth.
It's an anxiety drug.
Exactly. It's there to put you into the kind of panic where you would do anything to get out of it. Anything. And then they say to you, okay, here's what we want you to do. Here's what we want you to say. Are you going to do it? Or are we going to do this to you again? I mean, people have to understand that. All this business about Gitmo and waterboarding and everything. Did you ever hear in any of the media stories that they were saying, and we're using drugs on these prisoners? No, it was all about isolation tanks and waterboarding and making fun of people and all that nonsense. Of course they're using drugs.
It came out, and even in the Washington Post, like it was a good thing, like 8 years ago, that they brought in, quote, prostitutes who were, I hate to, and families listening, tell kids to tune out right now, women dressed in devil outfits doing satanic rituals raping the men while they were menstruating to totally freak them out while they were on hallucinogens. Can you imagine being some 14-year-old from Afghanistan who they want to become a new Al-Qaeda operative? That's why they manufacture them there. But they keep saying, why do they all become bombers? And women are dancing around while you're on drugs, raping you with blood everywhere. I mean, it's just... And the truth is, they're just Satanists. The truth is, the CIA people just are engaged in Satanism. This is just their excuse in under national security to do this. Why'd they rape kids at all 30-something camps in Afghanistan and Iraq? Because they like it. That's why. These are Satanists.
This is what happens when you have an agency where nobody knows from the beginning. 1947, 48, all the way up until now. Nobody knows what they've been doing. I mean, untold amounts of billions of dollars in the announced budget, and then you got the black budget that nobody knows about, and it's sort of like, okay, guys, this is it. You go back to the original MK Ultra program, and you will see quotes from people saying things like, we were free and wild, and we could do anything we wanted to. There was a guy named George White who set up a brothel in San Francisco where the prostitutes were giving their Johns LSD, unknown to the Johns, and CIA guys were looking through peepholes at all of this.
And that's only the cover. They were doing it to mayors and people.
Hey, we're Americans, red-blooded Americans, wild and free, and we can do whatever we want to with no restraint. Well, that's what you get.
And that's just the whitewash. You know, what about the people they threw off buildings?
You bet. Frank Olson out of a hotel window.
Sure.
Absolutely. This was all going on under Sidney Gottlieb's leadership, Helms, all these people. And what came out in the church hearings, Frank Church hearings in the 1970s before he died mysteriously.
And then it came out that Ewing Cameron and Jolly and West were running operations with kids snatched off the streets. We'll be right back.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to decide that you love reality. You've got to decide that you want the truth, because there is a war on reality where they're trying to overthrow common sense. You've got to decide that you want to stand with the truth and stop giving into the lie that going along with corruption is going to make it easy on you. That's what lets it grow. Okay? You need to get an instinct to dislike oppressors and liars and scammers. See, they've got people now where it's like, oh, yeah, we lie about drones and we tell you it doesn't exist. And then now you see Michael Moore, who really is a demon, licking his lips going, we had dead kid photos, we'd get their guns. Yeah, Harry Reid's little grandkids were all shot up and dead, we'd get the guns. He's just like, yeah, look at the little kids, they're dead now. I mean, these are monsters, folks. They know, okay? And believe me, if they'll, Lindsey Graham's like, yeah, we kill 100 people per drone attack or whatever, collateral damage, we don't care. These men are heroes. We're not the SS. Yeah, you're 10 times probably worse if you could get there. You know, they really want to become pure evil. And of course they'll do the Columbine. And you look at that, same story, government run. I don't just say that. You think it's fun to know that? I wish it was just lone crazies. Almost every mass shooting is not even a copycat. There's a few that are copycats with all the media hype. It is government run from pillar to post. From pillar to post, folks. Pillar to post. You are collateral damage. They teach military. Going back more than 4,000 years about a gambit. It is a Persian military move where, and it's been adopted across the board, where you put out 100 horsemen in a valley to draw in the main military force so you can attack them from both sides in a pincer. That's generally one of the basic cavalry moves. And you know your 100 horsemen are going to be wiped out. But the argument is, I would have lost the whole battle and lost 10,000 horsemen if I wouldn't have killed my 100. That's why they send special forces on death missions. And being in a command position is all about accepting the lesser of two evils and all this, which is a lie. End justifies the means. Machiavelli. It is a lie, folks, because pretty soon, oh, let's run Al-Qaeda, you know, because the public won't do what we want in the Middle East. And then they radicalize the Muslims to begin with. John, am I on target with what I'm saying here? Because this is a gambit. They are staging these events. They are the ones, the globalists, the people you see on TV. I guarantee you, these top senators, folks, they got hands in it. I can look at them. And the lip licking, whenever Feinstein licks her lips and goes, there's going to be more events, we're going to get the guns, and she licks. It's a little enjoyment. Oh, a little enjoyment. I mean, do you agree with what I'm saying, or have I gone too far?
No, I don't disagree at all. They're staging events. I mean, this is the basis on which the whole CIA was founded. If you think about it, they went out into the world, we're going to stage events and change reality. That was their mandate. It wasn't just to find out information. It was to create new reality.
False flags all over the world.
All over the world, all the time. Because, look, just from a strategic point of view, tactical point of view, it's a heck of a lot easier to stage your own fake events and then come in afterwards than it is to actually go out there as an intelligence agency and find out what's happening in the world. And they figured that out in about 5 minutes. Hey, guys, we don't have to find out anything. All we have to do is to create reality. We stage events, tell the public what it means, rally support, and here we go into another war. It's easy. And that's what they did.
Exactly. And I've talked to a lot of good old boys that go, well, that's what America does to get ahead. And I go, okay, let's say we're Machiavelli. We're not getting ahead. They're going to use this on us, you moron.
Yeah.
You get it? So many people play the part like they're part of the structure. What do you call that?
They're not getting ahead. They're losing. They're a bunch of losers who want to be attached to what they think is a winner. But it's not a winning proposition on any way you want to judge it. It's going down.
Well, I mean, I could just feel God, you know, you call it the universe, whatever you want, anger at this. I mean, this does not go well. And to stay there on a little bit of overdrive, his Skype's having a problem. We're going to come right back. Overdrive with Rappaport, so much more. This is so key. Get our new article, Obama Head of Al-Qaeda, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.